That's a great tease. Rick Ziegler, you gotta be honest with me. That's a pretty good tease.
Excellent.
That's good. That hooks the listeners. Hi, Mom in Minnesota. Chicagoland is listening. Mike Rhodes is in his house on Alexa listening, and the 92.5 FM and 1340 AM terrestrial radio listeners are all there, too. Rick Ziegler runs the Three Trails music series, and we want to hear about this great event that you have planned for all of us again.
Well, thanks for having me on, Steve. I appreciate it. The Muncie Three Trails music series, which takes place at Cannon Commons over the summer, is going to be in its 11th year this year. The concerts are completely free, but they are quality artists. They're artists that have either been Grammy winners or Grammy nominees or winners in their various genres like Blues Music Awards or International Bluegrass Music Association, things like that. We look for critically acclaimed, nationally recognized groups that are also very good live.
It's always well received. And our Mike Rhodes from MuncieJournal.com, who is also a drone flyer, has actually been over the event getting some cool photos and stuff. I'm sure he'll think about doing that again. So let's run through the dates and the artists. Rick, let's just make people aware of when to set those calendar reminders.
Okay. First of all, all the concerts are on Saturdays.
Okay.
Keep that in mind. And they all start at 7 p.m. at Cannon Commons. And our first concert features artists that some people in Indiana might know, and that is Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, featuring the Reverend Josh Peyton, who is a fantastic country blues guitarist. He has been recognized as one of the best in the country.
I've heard a lot of buzz on that show already, just so you know.
They are Blues Music Awards winners, and they are great live. That's what they are known for, is their live show.
Good. Next one is?
The next one is on, I'm not sure what I said, Saturday, July 27th.
Okay, Saturday, July 27th. Concert. All right, very good.
Saturday, August 10th, featuring bluegrass music with Joel Mullins and the Radio Ramblers. They play authentic, original style, Earl Scruggs style banjo playing and bluegrass. They won tons of awards, including Banjo Player of the Year and Entertainer of the Year by the International Bluegrass Music Association.
I don't know how to play anything, but I've heard the banjo is exceedingly difficult to be really good at. Am I accurate there?
I wouldn't know.
Well, just say yes. Yes, Steve, as a matter of fact, yes. Steve Martin, you know, comedian and so on.
Yeah.
He's really good at that. But these people are going to be right in front of us on the stage at Cannon Commons. That's great.
Right, and My Brother's Keeper will be opening for them. And I forgot to mention, should have, the Reverend Peyton Show. That show is sponsored by DeFer Varan.
Okay.
And this year, the entire series is sponsored by Ball State University.
Okay,
so we thank them for that.
All right. Third date and artist, please.
The third date is the Sensational Barnes Brothers. They are a soul gospel group from Memphis, Tennessee. We've had them before. Again, just great live. They're sort of, recall the heyday of Booker T and Stax artists like Sam and Dave and that type of thing, but with a gospel slant.
Nice.
They are fantastic.
And then I understand the fourth of the four artists you told me is a new sort of genre for the Three Trails. Am I saying that right?
That is correct. See, we love presenting all different types of music, blues, bluegrass, gospel, rock, everything under the sun, Americana. But we haven't had any what I will call classical music before. But on Saturday, September 14th, we'll be hosting Sybarite 5, which is a classical group. But they aren't truly classical. I mean, they'll probably do some Bach and things like that, but they also play Radiohead and Astor Piazzolla and John Coltrane and all types of different music like that.
Wow.
The Ball State University Jazz Ensemble will also be opening that show.
Okay, and you mentioned that Ball State is helping this year with some of the sponsorship,
they are.
Yes?
Yeah, as is DeFer Varan and Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County always helps out, as do Ball Brothers Foundation and Georgia Francis Ball Foundation and tons of corporations. The tax dollars are not used for this series. It's all privately raised. So don't complain like, oh, the tax money should be spent on this instead of that, because that's not the case with this series.
This is Rick Ziegler putting his heart and soul into this event every year for 11 now.
11 years.
And we're thankful for it. The community really needs to be more appreciative, I think, of these kinds of things that bring people together. And that's part of the part of the whole MO here,
that
right?
That was the goal. That's why I wanted to make it a free series so that everybody could come downtown and enjoy it. I know that, you know, we have sort of a railroad track, more south divide or town gown divide, and I want this to be a small part to help overcome that.
Well, that's a big part, and you should know that. Can we talk about next year yet or not? You said something to be off.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to push you, but I just wanted to make sure. Is that for public knowledge or not so much?
Yeah, no, it's fine because it's set.
Okay.
Next year, we're going to be expanding from 4 concerts to 7 because Ball State University approached me and said, can you do some concerts at our new Brown Family Amphitheater? And I said, well, as long as it doesn't take away from what I'm already doing, I don't want to switch concerts from downtown there. And they said, these can be additional concerts, and we'll help fund it if you want.
That is
and
great.
So we'll be having 7 concerts next year.
That is fantastic news.
That's 4 at Cannon Commons, 3 up at Ball State.
Absolutely fantastic. Schedule forthcoming. That's a year from now.
Yep.
We got to deal with these 4 right here first. Anything we haven't touched on, Rick, that you want to share with the community? And feel free to, sometimes you like to thank your sponsors. You've thanked a couple of them. I don't want to put you on the spot because that's hard. You have a lot of sponsors.
We have a lot of sponsors, you know, along with Ball State, which I mentioned, and Community Foundation, and Defer Varan, which are stepping up, Normandy Flowers, Raymond James, Rundell Ernstberger Associates, Weidinger & Company, First Merchants Private Wealth Advisors, J. Crew, Brooklawn Services, Pride Mark Construction, 1925 Pub House, Versatile Metalworks, Muncie Visitors Bureau is on board this year, Downtown Farm Stand, Open Door Health Services, Will Hoyt Family Dental, Farmhouse Creative, International Public Radio, Marriott Courtyard, Advanced Signs. Those are our sponsors.
And WMUN, WLBC, and Wolf Boom Radio, very, very pleased and proud to help with your efforts.
We really appreciate that.
It is a grateful community on behalf of all of those that benefit from the music and the spirit that you bring to downtown Muncie at Cannon Commons for these events. Thank you for doing that.
Well,
Rick,
thank you, Stephen. Thank you for all you do for the community.
Happy to do it, and we'll continue to do as such. Rick Ziegler, the guest this morning, the 3 Trails concert music series coming up. We'll have all this listed on our website, by the way. The links will be within our posts to WMUNMuncie.com. More to come in a moment on WMUN.